We welcome you back to our study through the book of Devarim here on Torah 101. We are in chapter 11 of Devarim, or Deuteronomy, verse 10 today. For the land you are entering, in order to take possession of it, isn't like the land of Egypt. There you would sow your seed and had to use your feet to operate its irrigation system as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing over to take possession of is a land of hills and valleys, which soaks up water when rain falls from the sky. According to the Midrash Sifri, it says the land of Egypt required bringing water from the Nile by foot in order to water it. You had to rise from your sleep and toil, and only the low-lying areas were watered, but not the high land. So you had to carry up water from the lower to the higher areas. But this land, Canaan, or eventually called the land of Israel, absorbs water from the rains of heaven. While you sleep in your bed, the Holy One, blessed is He, waters both low and high areas, both areas that are exposed and those that are not, all at once. Verse 12, it is a land Adonai your God cares for. The eyes of Adonai your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. What other land can it be said that God keeps His eye on it all year round and cares for it continually? Shouldn't we maintain a focus and maintain a concern for the land of Israel just as our Father does? Again, from the Midrash Sifri, it's as if God cares only for it, the land of Israel. And with that caring, which He cares for it, He cares for all the other lands along with it. Verse 13, so if you listen carefully to my mitzvot, which I am giving you today, to love Adonai your God and serve Him with all your heart and all your being. Then, says Adonai, I will give your land its rain at the right seasons, including the early fall rains and the late spring rains, so that you can gather in your wheat, new wine, and olive oil. And I will give your fields grass for your livestock, with the result that you will eat and be satisfied. To summarize this promise, following God will result in things going the way they should, things working out, life bringing back to you what you need, God providing. It comes from walking in harmony with the commandments of God. But be careful, verse 16, not to let yourselves be seduced, so that you turn aside, serving other gods and worshiping them. If you do, the anger of Adonai will blaze up against you. He will shut up the sky, so that there will be no rain. The ground will not yield its produce, and you will quickly pass away from the good land Adonai is giving you. Therefore, you are to store up these words of mine in your heart and in all your being. Tie them on your hand as a sign. Put them at the front of a headband around your forehead. Again, the tefillin, the wrapping with leather straps of the scriptures upon the arm and upon the forehead, comes from these passages in the Torah. Teach them carefully to your children, talking about them when you sit at home, when you are traveling on the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. The mezuzah. A little box affixed to the doorways within your home containing the commandments, God's word, bringing his blessing upon your home. And finally for today, verse 21, so that you and your children will live long on the land Adonai swore to your ancestors that he would give them for as long as there is sky above the earth. That's a long time. And we see that this promise continues to this day, that even after thousands of years of exile, the Jewish people, the people of Israel, have returned to this land. God's word endures forever. Torah 101, every day.